Hi, this is Corey Turner, and along with my wife Simone, we are the senior pastors of Newmark Church. I wanted to thank you for listening to our podcast today. You're about to hear a message from one of our team that we pray builds your faith and empowers you to follow Jesus more closely. Enjoy the message.
It is such an honour to preach this morning. I've been in the UK the last 2 weeks ministering over there, and it's been awesome to see what the Lord is doing in that nation. It's incredible. Like, revival is spreading to the nations. And, you know, I'll just share one of the stories that took place before I get into the worship, which is worship as well. But I was at an event, a prophetic mentoring day with a hero of mine, Dr. Sharon Stone, who is an amazing prophet in the UK. And she just said to me, can you share a little bit about what's happening at Newmar? Can you just share about what's happening with revival? So if you're not from Newmar, or if you're new to Newmar, about 12 months ago, we had a sovereign move of God in our city location, and we're all been forever changed since. It's been just an incredible reawakening. It's felt like we've been born again. That's how I kind of felt. And I was sharing about some of the stories, some of the things that had happened. There was probably about 200 people at this training day. And I was sharing about how the Lord, this isn't just for one church. This is for every person that is hungry to experience Jesus in any church, in any nation. And so I just said, you know, at the end of the training, I just said, if you would like to experience revival for yourself and for your church, I want you to come down the And that's what I got to. I didn't even get to the last word, which was the front. I just said, I want you to come down to the, and every single person ran like I've never seen anything like it. And they came and they were on their knees and they were sobbing and crying out to the Lord for England. They were calling out for God to move in England. And it was just so beautiful just to see how hungry people are. And I just love that we get to be a part of a story that keeps being a part of the story, you know. And so I want to just share with you today what that means. I want to share something that's on my heart around what it means for you personally, because I think sometimes when we talk about what God is doing and what is happening, it can feel a bit like that's over there, but my life is over here. And I want to share personally something the Lord has been speaking to me about. Before we do that, I have to share this very funny joke that is kind of connected to my message, but it made me laugh so hard. So it'll make you remember the message, all right? You want to hear it? All right, so a woman took a nap on New Year's Eve. When she woke up, she told her husband, I just dreamed that you gave me a diamond ring for a New Year's Eve present. What do you think it means? He replied, I know, and you'll know tonight. So at midnight, her husband handed her a small gift-wrapped present. Excited, she opened it quickly, but was even more surprised. In it was a book titled The Meaning of Dreams. So, I am not going to talk to you about dreams today. I'm actually going to talk to you about diamonds. And the reason I want to talk to you about diamonds is because I heard the Lord say a few months ago, I was just praying, asking him what was on his heart, and he said, Roma, I am resetting the stone in people's lives. And it took me by surprise. It was the thing that I didn't kind of really expect to hear from the Lord. And that is the title of my message today. I am resetting the stone. When I heard the Lord say those words, I immediately had a vision. And in the vision, I saw this beautiful diamond engagement ring. It was absolutely gorgeous. The diamond was an antique and the claws were an antique. It was like this ancient kind of ring. But what was interesting about this ring is that the claws were not holding it securely. So the diamond was perfect, but the actual setting, the way that it was been sitting in had sort of come a little bit loose. And that ring, the gold part had become worn and thin. And it was clear that the diamond was beautiful, but the ring and the claws no longer were able to carry it due to its age and the wear and the tear of the ring. And then I saw the master craftsman. I saw Jesus bring his hand down to this ring, and I saw him remove the diamond and discard the ring. And then he set about creating this whole beautiful new ring that would carry this diamond. And then he placed the diamond back into the new ring, and the diamond glistened again, safely held in the strength of the new setting. And then again, after I saw that picture, I heard him say it again, "Roma, I am resetting the stone." And I want to share with you today that I believe that's what the Lord's doing in our lives right now, in your lives right now. If you have felt that you don't quite fit, if you're feeling a little bit discarded, maybe you're feeling a little bit old and worn out, I want you to hear those words directly from the Lord today too. I am resetting the stone. Now, what happens with me when the Lord speaks to me? I often hear him say something and then I have to go and work it out. Has that ever happened to you? Like he says, you know, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't say blah, 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 but you know what I mean, right? And then I go, oh, what does that mean? So once he said, I'm resetting the stone, and I saw that vision, then I had to go and do a little bit of study. I'm like, what does it even mean to reset a stone? And I was laughing today. This is how awesome the Lord is, because everyone knows Shola's engaged. Does everyone know? Has everyone made a big deal about it? It's very exciting. And I said to her today, show me your ring. And she goes, oh, I can't. It's being reset. That's what she said this morning. And I was like, dun, 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 what is God doing? So I had to go and do a bit of research on what it means to reset the stone. And I want to share with you a prophetic message today on some of the things that I learned. And I hope it encourages you today. So this is the first thing that I learned when I studied about this, what it looks like when a stone is reset. So why would you reset a stone? Well, the first reason is you might have a vintage ring that you have inherited, and the design of the ring is dated or doesn't look modern anymore. And here's what I heard the Lord say when I read that. He said, it's time to own your spiritual inheritance in the style that fits you. It doesn't have to look the way it did on the ones who came before you. It's time for it to be in your own style. You know, we are meant to move from glory to glory. Maybe you've heard that scripture before, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. What does that mean? Well, I love what Chuck Pierce says. He's got this amazing book. It's called Possessing Your Inheritance. This is what he says. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit helps us move through the process of becoming more like Christ, we are moving from glory to glory. Why do we move from glory to glory? The question comes up. Why is it necessary to move from glory to glory? Isn't one glory as good as the next? The answer is no. The reason is because in every season of glory, we experience a new order that God brings to our lives as we mirror his image to a greater extent. But then we begin to add a new method, a settled plan or strategy of how we operate within that new order, which is our way of implementing what we have learned from God. You, my friends, have inherited something, but it still can be yours. You can still make it yours. I want to give you a real example in my own life. You know, many of you might know that I founded something called the Melbourne Gospel Choir, which does a lot of television stuff, and we're on Carols by Candlelight every year. You'll actually watch them on the grand final this week singing with Kiss, which is absolutely hilarious. We were laughing when we found out about that, but it was such an amazing gift that the Lord gave me, all right? I loved it. And I loved that he put that in my hands. But there came a time eventually where the Lord was going, it's time to let it go. I want you to hand it to the next person. And that was really hard, because I don't know about you, whenever the Lord said to you, it's time to stop this and start something else. Well, in this case, the Lord was saying, it's time for you to hand this, you know, pass the baton on to the next person, which is my very good friend Judd, who's leading the choir now. But I didn't have anything to go to. It wasn't like I was giving that up to go to something else. It was like nothing. It was crickets, right? And so it was really hard, but I felt the Lord saying, it's time to give it up. And it was hard and it hurt and I felt like, well, what's my purpose? What have I got if I don't have this? But I want to tell you what I inherited when I let it go. It was the prophetic. And I'll tell you, the next year after I gave that to Judd, all this crazy prophetic stuff started happening backstage. So I started coming back in and I was mama now. I was mama to the choir. We've got stories of prophesying over stars that you would know. We every year give them Christmas cards. So everybody in cast at Channel 9 gets a Christmas card that's actually a prophetic word that we just give to the cast. And I'll tell you the stories that we get from some of those guys. We have them coming, running with their cards out, tears in their eyes, going, how did you know this about me? It's like you've read my mail. My favourite thing about your Christmas card is I'm like, I wonder what the Melbourne Gospel Choir is going to say. So I'm not sharing that to say, wow, I'm amazing. I'm sharing that to say the inheritance of the prophetic looked different on me and I made it my own. And you can do the same thing. It's really easy. So you might be going, I believe I've got a prophetic gift as an example, right? And you might be going, but it doesn't look like the way Roma does it, or it doesn't look the way dot, dot, dot does it. And oh, thank God. That's what I say. I say, inherit what God wants you to inherit, but put it into the style that fits you. It looks different on everybody. And you're inheriting something, but it's still yours. The other reason why you would have a ring that you are going to... I'm going to do this without spilling it. Hang on. That's all right. I was just scared because I'm a bit of a klutz. If I put that like that, is that all right? No. You're all freaking out. Hang on. All right. Putting the lid back on. For those listening at home, I'm drinking out of a bottle that is not sitting properly. All right. Another reason why you would reset a stone. The old ring has too many painful memories. And this is what I heard the Lord say. It's time for a new life design. Create new memories by stepping out of that which no longer serves its purpose. You know, you were given a mandate when you were born. Sometimes life gets in the way, doesn't it? But the Lord wants you to know that gift is still there, that promise that He had for you that maybe hasn't come to pass the way that you thought, the way that you planned, is still there. You just need a new framework. It doesn't mean you failed if it hasn't happened yet. Galatians 6, verse 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I love this quote. Holding on is believing that there's a past. Letting go is knowing that there is a future. I love that quote. And, you know, again, a personal story from my own life. You know, I nearly let go of my own worship gift in a season about 10 years ago, probably around about the same time as the choir thing was going on. And the reason why was because someone made an offhanded comment. I don't know if you've ever had this happen. I'm just being really real here. Someone actually made an offhanded comment that I was getting too old to lead worship. And the exact words they used were, you don't carry the sound anymore. That was what they said. Now, it sounds silly as I say it to you, but when you're hearing somebody say those things to you, have you ever had that? You hear somebody say something, you know it's not true, but you go, oh, maybe it is true. It's like the enemy uses it, doesn't he? And so for many, many years, when people would say, oh, would you lead worship? I'd go, oh, no, it's okay. I'm grown up now. I'm a prophet. That's what I would do. I'd go, my job now is to raise up other people. And the Lord really began to challenge me a few years back where He was saying, Roma, how are you going to raise up people if you don't model it yourself in your own life? You actually need to step back into it. And He actually used this point to me. He said, you've actually got to create new memories. You've got to have a new framework. It's not going to look like the way it did before. And I want to say that to you today too, that resetting the stone means that you can step out what looked like was old and you can step into something new. For some of you, that might just be you're moving churches. So you're here, you've come from another church, and you've got some experiences, some pain that happened in a church that you were in before. Or maybe even, I mean, look, we have had such acceleration in our own church in the last 12 months to 18 months. It can feel like, where do I fit? How does everything fit? I know that feeling. I've struggled with that over years in churches myself. But I hear the Lord saying, you've actually got to take yourself out of that and start creating new memories. It's almost like you have to start again. And I know that you can do it because I've done it too. It's time for us to create those new memories, not build where we were based on a past experience. Amen? Amen. All right. Another reason why you might reset a stone. The ring needs to be updated to fit the current trends. And this is what I heard the Lord say when I read that. You are not out of date. The Lord still wants to use you, but in a different setting. You are not out of date. Psalm 111, verses 9 to 10. He manufactures truth and justice. All his products are guaranteed to last. Never out of date, never obsolete. They are rust-proof. All that he makes and does is honest and true. He's talking about you in that scripture. You are not out of date. You are not going to rust out. He wants you to be updated. He wants to upgrade you. He wants to upgrade your life. And, you know, there might be some things you have to do practically for that. You know, for me, about 5 years ago, one of the things I felt the Lord start to speak to me about was going back to Bible college. And, you know, I had a whole bunch of people go, why are you doing that? You don't need to for what you do. You're doing ministry, you're teaching, you're reading the word. But I felt like the Lord said, no, you need an upgrade. And so I went back and I finished a graduate diploma of theology. Simply for me. It wasn't to get a job. It wasn't to do anything else except I just wanted to understand the word better for myself. And, you know, I'm telling you, the upgrade in my life because I did that was transformational. It's changed the way I teach. It's changed my confidence in understanding the word. I don't, you know, I'm actually amazed that in what the Lord did in me. There were so many things that happened in me as I did that. And, you know, the same thing happens that may happen to you. There's upgrades that need to take place. And, you know, so that upgrade of doing that Bible college, right? Let me tell you about something that happened only a few months ago. So I actually felt like the Lord tell me, I was like, I want to learn about the prophets, right? So I went and looked everywhere. And if you know where there is where you can study about the prophetic, please tell me. That's at Bible college level, but I couldn't find anything, right? And so I was getting really frustrated. I'm like, I want to learn from the prophets of the past. I want to learn about the prophets in scripture. And there wasn't anybody that was teaching on this. And I spoke to a friend of mine who was the head of a Bible college in another country. And they said, oh, Roma, you have to go to the Catholics for that. The Catholics love studying the mystics. That's what they called the prophets, right? Like different language. So I went to University of Divinity here in Melbourne and I had an absolute blast. I'm telling you, I had priests teaching me who loved Jesus. I mean, the encounters and the experiences that they were having with the Lord was blowing my mind. And I remember that one of our assessments we had to do was we had to engage for 2 weeks in a contemplative practice, a prayer practice. And then we had to come back and we had to actually, you know, discuss what it was that we were studying. And I thought, I'm actually going to engage in speaking in tongues because that's a contemplative practice. I'm going to do that for 2 weeks. And out of that, I'm going to worship at my piano. I'm just going to sit and I'm going to worship the Lord. So I said to my lecturer, this is what I want to do. And he was really excited. He goes, oh, we've never had a Pentecostal before, do one of these things. He's like, go for it. He was really embracing and amazing. One of my favourite lecturers, actually. He's become a good friend. Anyway, at the end of this, I started to record some music because we were in lockdown at the time. I started to record some songs, and the songs were around Zephaniah 3:17, I think it is, where it says, the Lord sings over his children. And I started to go, I wonder what it would be like if I sang what God was singing. Like, what would that sound like? And so I started to record these songs of how I imagined God singing, which really is giving a prophetic word in song. That's really what it was. So this contemplative practice of 2 weeks started this whole project, which I'm almost finished with now, called When God Sings, of all these spontaneous songs. And I had to send them to my lecturer, and I was really nervous because I thought, this is a bit, this is unusual even just normally, like it's a bit weird. But I'm like, what's he going to think? Well, he was so beautiful to me. He was like, Roma, I've never heard anything like this. This is really impacting me. And then he said to me, look, we have a gathering, a global gathering in May in 2023 of spiritual directors from many different denominations, the Franciscan monks, the Catholics, the Anglicans. They're all coming to Adelaide for a spiritual directors conference. And I'm wondering, would you come and sing over them? And I just was gobsmacked that I got invited to do that. So in May, I flew over and I got to sing at this event over these people. And I walked away just going, what an humbling privilege to be able to do that. And the Lord reminded me of this. He said, your ring just needs to be updated to fit the current trends. We're never out of date. And so that call on your life, or that thing that you feel that you're born for, it may not even be ministry related. It's just something you're good at, or maybe you're feeling like this wrestle. Maybe you're feeling like you're getting a little bit too old, or maybe you feel like you're too young and you don't have what it takes. I want to say to you, that's not how the Lord works. He does not have a retirement plan. He's not saying, okay, let's leave it to the next generation now. You know, when the scriptures talk about the generations in the Bible, it's not talking about one specific age group. It actually means anybody that is alive on the earth at that time. So you can't dismiss yourself, my friends. Every single person in this room has something very important that is going to advance the kingdom. So you are not out of date. You're not obsolete, as Psalm 111 says. Another reason why you might reset a stone is that you have a heirloom diamond or an heirloom gemstone that you would like to incorporate into a ring. Maybe it was given to you, maybe you were inherited just a gemstone of some sort. And this is what I heard the Lord say when I read that. He said, you are carrying a gift, but without the right frame, you can't wear it. You can only look at it, which means it remains hidden in a treasure box. I'm going to try and have this drink again. Have we got a thing? Yeah. It's the difference between me holding a ring, holding a gemstone in my hand, or beholding it. When it's on my ring, I can show it. It's on show. When I'm holding it, it's hidden. And it's only revealed when I open my hand. But the way that the Lord wants us to live, He wants us to move from holding to beholding. He wants to put your gift on display, because when you shine, you know, that's the best thing you can do for the kingdom. That's the best example and testimony of who Jesus is when you shine. When you are doing what God's called you to do. I'm just looking at my friend over here, Dr. Monica. She's cringing right now. But she is one of the best business coaches that I know, this woman. And I love seeing your posts on Insta, my friend, where you're just sharing about what you're doing to encourage people and how she's helped so many businesses. And I see her shining. And when I look at her shining, I get encouraged in my own walk. Do you ever feel like that when you see your friends doing an amazing job? You're like, yes. When I see Ian leading worship, I am just like, I feel like a better person just watching him be in his gift, you know. It's just so powerful. When I see my daughter writing songs and singing on stage, you know, the Lord does something in me. That's the difference between holding and beholding. And I want to say to you, don't hide that gift. Don't hide it in your hand. Put it on your hand so that we can see it and we can delight in the beauty of how the Lord has created you so uniquely. You're carrying this gift. Let the Lord put it in a right frame. I love that. I love that we are adorned with Him and His presence, and we can actually move in an anointing in a way where you know, to shine for him is not showing off. I think we're a bit scared of that sometimes, you know. We're scared to be the absolute best. It's also part of our Aussie culture. We're like, oh, we can't, you know, be at the top of what we do or be excellent at what we do because it might come across as, you know, being a little bit proud. And I want to say to you that there's a false pride when we go, oh, we'll step back a little bit. Can't be completely and fully who we are. I want to say to you today, the place you're in right now, Pneuma East, you have permission to be fully and completely you in the way that God has made you to be. And it doesn't matter if it's a bit clunky and we make mistakes along the way, because we definitely are going to. Well, the Lord will shape us. The Lord will guide us. He'll show us the way to go. But be completely and wholly you, because that is the way that the Lord will shine through you. I love this scripture, Isaiah 45, verse 3. I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. Those treasures of darkness reveal who Jesus is. I only recently discovered that this scripture actually means, so treasures of darkness actually meant the war rooms in castles, because they were hidden in the secret places where all of the armory of, you know, for example, a royal family would be. So what the Lord's actually saying is, I am giving you weapons of war. I'm giving you absolutely everything you need to reign in life. And when you do that, you will know that I am God. You will know that I am God, and other people will know that I am God. I decree that over you today, that you are receiving those treasures of darkness. All right, another reason why you would reset a ring. It could be because you like your old ring, but you don't like a particular feature. I have a cousin who had this beautiful ring that she had for 15 years, her wedding ring. And then one day I saw her and it was completely different. And I said, I'm really confused. How come your ring's different? Did you buy a new ring? She goes, no, I just had it reset because it was too high up and it kept catching on things. So she didn't like a particular feature, and so she had it changed. What is the Lord saying through that? He's saying you don't have to stay stuck in an old paradigm. God will reset you so that your gift fits the new era we are entering into. Woo! I get excited about that. We are never going to be again out of date. Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19. Do not cling to the events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Watch for the new thing that I am going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there. Again, I say it. I feel like I'm saying it a lot, but it's because I really want you to know it doesn't have to look like the way it did before. It's going to be different, but it's going to be better, because that's the way the Lord works. He resets the stone to fit you in and me in every season. Another reason why you'd reset a stone: you have a ring that got damaged. Something happened to it. What is the Lord saying in that? He's saying it's time to let go of the past. And it doesn't mean letting go of how he wants to use you in the future, because your gift will go with you. You are not damaged goods. You are not damaged goods. You know, I have a sense as I'm saying that there's people here who you have really dismissed yourself because things have happened. Maybe you're divorced, or maybe there's things in your life you don't think you're good at. Maybe you have an issue that no one else knows about, and you feel like that dismisses you from being used in the kingdom. But I want to say, no, that's not how the Lord works. He does not call you damaged goods. He does not. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you. If we actually lived with that as the framework, we're all damaged goods, aren't we? Every single one of us. How do I know that? Romans 3, verse 23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. It's only because of his redemption that any one of us can be fully who God has called us to be. And it's because of his Son that we can recover and be redeemed from any damage in our lives that sin has caused. So don't let the guilt of what has been in the past stop you from stepping into the future. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start and is created new. The old life is gone and a new life burgeons. And I wrote down what I heard the Lord saying as I was praying about this, and this is what he said. He said, Roma, I am resetting the stone. I am taking my people out of old wineskins and into new ones. I'm taking their gifts and their callings and repositioning and restructuring so that they may enter the new era. Tell my people they'll never be out of date. They'll never be discarded or set aside. I am creating a whole new structure that will hold the beauty of their calling. And so I come with this prophetic message of encouragement today to say, you're not out of date. There is something new for you. And revival, you know, I think a lot about this because we use that word a lot at Pneuma. Revival is not something that's happening over there. Revival is when our hearts are transformed, when we are changed, when something is happening on the inside of us. And I really believe that if we can let go of some of those old ways that we have done things, it's not easy. It sounds easy when you're preaching it, but it's not easy. I understand that, but it's possible. And so today I felt like we could put a stake in the ground just for a few minutes as we stand to pray. I want to pray over you. And if you've sensed that it's time for a resetting in your life, I want to pray that over today. So why don't you stand with me? And I'm actually going to pray over every single one of those points over you. Now, if you want to, you can come down the front. You are welcome to. Sometimes the reason why we encourage that is because sometimes doing something outside of your comfort zone is a prophetic act in itself. It's like, yes, I am changing this. I am doing something different. So if that's you, firstly, I'm going to do this. Just close your eyes right now. And if you feel like you need a resetting in your life, no one else is looking, it's just me. As a prophetic act, I just want you to raise your hand right now. Just raise your hand. Because I believe the Lord, as you lift your hand, it's almost like you're calling out to Papa God. That's great. That's great, guys. Let me just pray over you. And as I pray, I want you to join your voice with mine. I want you to lift your voice and pray. If you speak in tongues, speak in tongues. But we are going to break some of that discouragement off you this morning. Here we go. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that there is a spiritual inheritance that fits every single person here. So we break off that idea that you don't fit. We break off that idea that you don't have an inheritance that fits you. I thank you, Lord, that every single person here is inheriting what you have called them to, but it is in a way that fits them. I thank you, Lord, that you're creating new memories with new designs, Father God. We let go of the pain of the past. Right now, I just declare that that's being broken off you right now. The pain of the past. You know, there's marriages here. I'm just sensing the Lord saying this, and you're just like, it's always been this way. You know what? The Lord is going to change that in an instant. He's going to bring a future and a hope to your marriages. I decree that over you. Don't give up hope, the Lord says. Do not give up hope, for I'm in the midst of this. He is resetting the stone in your marriage. I decree that in the name of Jesus. I say, Father, that anybody here that's feeling like they're out of date or they don't fit, we just send that lie back to the pit of hell where it came from. We do not believe it, Father. We say we're letting those thoughts go. God, we're sorry that we've thought that way. We're sorry that we haven't believed you at your word when you say you're doing a new thing. And we say, do a new thing in us today, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for people here who are carrying something and they've been holding it, but it's not been in the place of beholding. Lord, we just, even in our minds, we imagine taking that gemstone, that calling, out of our hands and we put it on our finger. Lord, we say we are going to shine in all the glory that you've put on every one of us, Lord. I thank you for that. You know, there's people here... I just got this sense, worship team members, you're stepping into a new season of shining. A new season of shining where the past experience from your other churches, they're not going to be the experience that you have here. You are going to shine in ways that you never did before in the previous season. I thank you, Lord, that we don't have to stay stuck in old paradigms. I thank you, Lord, that it might be the same anointing that we were given, but it's going to look different, that there is a new way. Lord, we want the new wineskin, Father God. We say we want the new way. We want to stay with the current trends of the Holy Spirit. And so we say, Father, we surrender. We surrender everything to you, Lord. Lord, we just get rid of those hurts that are in our hearts. Lord, we say we're not damaged goods. You know what? I want you to just say that after me. Will you repeat that after me? I am not damaged goods. Say that right now. I am not damaged goods. And Lord, I thank you right now that you are healing every hurt, every disappointment. Father, not just what people have said, but what we've said to ourselves. We know that they are lies, Lord God. We know that you have called us to be reset in the setting of what the Holy Spirit wants to do right now in this era. Now just raise your hands with me, my friends. Let's just let the Lord minister to you right now. Just do some business with the Lord. Maybe for some of you, you have to just even imagine that you're taking all that stuff, you've got it in a basket, and you're just taking it to the Lord. Just put it at his feet. Just go, I'm not carrying this stuff anymore. You know, and even as I say that, I see you doing that. And I see the Lord just in his hand going, look. And there's a new, totally beautiful diamond ring. He's handing you a jewel back to you. He's saying, this is for you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that this is a moment in time where we see things for how they really should be, not the way we think they are. And that you are resetting the stone right now. For some of you, that's around healing in your body. You've felt sick for a really long time. You've had ailments for a really long time. You've felt run down. You've felt burnt out. You've felt worn out. And the Lord's saying, I'm resetting your life today. I am resetting your life today. And I see energy and life coming back into you. Just take a deep breath in. Just let the presence of the Holy Spirit fill you right now. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Father, release your presence in new and fresh ways, Lord. New and fresh ways. Change us, God, to be more like you. God, I even just say again, I'm sorry, Father. I'm sorry if I've had the wrong mindsets. Reset us, Father God. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, he's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing in you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for joining us for this message today. We don't assume that every person listening has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so today, we invite you to begin following Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible teaches that every one of us has been created for a relationship with God. Sin has separated us from that relationship, but God loved us so much that He gave us His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus lived, died, and rose again, conquering sin, Satan, and death itself. If we believe in our hearts that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. So if you are ready to pray in faith, turning away from your sin and believing in Jesus for your salvation, please pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, and I ask you to forgive me and cleanse my heart from all of my sin. I receive by faith the free gift of eternal life, and I ask that you would fill me with the Holy Spirit. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that you have made me a new creation in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you have prayed that prayer for the first time, we would love to know and help connect you to a local church in your area. You can contact us on our website, pneuma.church. Thank you for listening.